Well then, a waterfront on a waterfront stadium, part water, part land, according to the Herald this morning, the front page story. That is the preferred option of the government as the debate, the discussion on a national stadium. Yes, it rolls on, according to three sources. A report due to be presented to Cabinet on Monday morning favours a $700 million waterfront option. Yes, it gets more expensive by the month. The site, as I say, part wharf, part water. So, if this information is correct, what does this then mean for Eden Park? The chairman of the Eden Park Development Committee, Rob Fisher, joins me now. Rob, good morning.
Morning, Tony.
Where do you rate on this? How do you rate this? Is there any fundamental fact behind this or not?
Oh, I think, the government have had people looking very seriously at a waterfront option. I think there's no absolute certainty what the site is. They've moved from Bledisloe Wharf and onto the Finger Wharves and what have you. We don't know what the design will be, but we do know they've spent a lot of time and the money is starting to get of the right order. Remember, the original proposal was going to be $350 million. Well, now it's $700 million and it'll go north from there.
Will Kiwis wear that?
Well, I don't know how it's going to be funded, but one way or another, if the government spend money, it came from you and it came from me and it came from everyone else in the first place. And that's a very good question. Why spend $700 million when for $320 million you get the result of a 60,000-seat world-class stadium?
Yeah, the only thing with that, Rob, and I buy your point, $320 million, much cheaper, but if I put my money, my taxpayer money, into your stadium, Eden Park, effectively, all I get is a cricket and rugby ground, which you control.
Well, the first thing is the governance will change to reflect whoever puts the money in, whether that's the government, Auckland City, or whatever. We've said that right from the beginning, so I'd step down and some other people would end up owning the park, if you like. Well, tell me, Tony, what are the other sports that are going to go to the waterfront? I mean, we'd have rugby league here if they would come. We'd have soccer here if they would come, and we've made offers to the Knights and to the Warriors, and they prefer to stay where they are in smaller stadia, which are not dominated by rugby.
So yeah, the issue is, though, Rob, part of the reason I think they won't move is because it's such a pain to get to. Eden Park, look, that's the same situation, Rob, working in the city, 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. If it was a nice night, for example, take tonight, you would jump on, walk down to a stadium in the waterfront because you could get there. Eden Park, though, you've got to get a cab to it, you've got to get through traffic. It is a nightmare.
I disagree it's a nightmare, Tony, and you've been to plenty of big matches and overseas stadia, and you well know that they're a lot harder to get to than Eden Park. But if the game's on Saturday night or on Sunday, then the workers and the people who live in the city, they're all living around Eden Park, so they're not in the central city. The workers aren't there; they're living in their houses. So it's six of one, half dozen. It is a superficially attractive idea. I think the one other point that seems to be driving it is the economic benefits, and there are none. There is no more economic benefit to a stadium on the waterfront than there is at Eden Park, and we've got an economist report saying so.
Although, look at Wellington. Look at the stats and the numbers that have come out of that Wellington stadium. That has essentially come close to paying itself off in, what, the last 6 years?
Yeah, but Eden Park makes more money in terms of paying off its debt and returning money to Auckland Rugby and Auckland Cricket than Westpac does. Westpac, of course, has very significant interest-free grants, which Eden Park doesn't have, and yet we're able to pay our way. So we know how to run a stadium. We know how to make sure that it isn't a drain on getting subsidies from this, that, and the other thing. With a waterfront, how can you make $700 million pay? Where are the events?
Look,
they just aren't there.
Rob, if these sources are correct, and as I say, there's sources at the moment,
correct.
Trevor Mallard hasn't come out and said either way. In fact, he hasn't commented publicly since all this began back in September, which I think good on him for doing that. They said they would check out the various options before they went public, which is this time next week.
That's right.
Do you believe it? Do you believe they can make this happen? A time frame, for example, a brand new stadium. I guess my cynicism here is imagining how are they going to get this done building on water?
Well, our expert consultants, and they're the best around, say it can't be done in time. There is a huge risk. They'll get underway with it, and whoopsie, a couple of years go by, or maybe even less, and they'll then work out we can't do it in time. Where's the fallback?
On what you know, going through the resource consent process with Eden Park, what issues would they have with a waterfront stadium?
they can't possibly do an RMA process. They would need special legislation, and of course there's a risk that that might not get through the House. I don't know. I'm sure the government have been doing the numbers, but you'd need special legislation.
What would
you see, at Eden Park, we're a year ahead of where any waterfront proposal is, and by the way, we've actually got solid foundations. They have to build those down there yet.
What would happen to Eden Park, Rob Fisher, if we find out come next Friday the government has this big announcement, says to the country we are going ahead with a national stadium on the waterfront?
Well, we'll keep ticking over at least till 2011, Tony. We've already got some pretty good test matches lined up. But following that, assuming Auckland Rugby moved to the new stadium, and that would seem likely, but no one's actually spoken to them yet, but assuming they did, then there's no point in having Eden Park. There's just no point in having yet another stadium.
So what would you do? What would happen, Rob? Talk me through an option. Hypothetically, what would happen to that space, that land?
Well, we haven't actually thought it through, but as I stand here just thinking about it, we would be asking the council for some sort of mixed-use zoning, which would allow some commercial activity, probably medium-rise housing and that sort of thing, and hope that we'd be able to pay off the debt, pay off the demolition costs, and give Auckland Rugby and Auckland Cricket a wee bit of money. I mean, Auckland Cricket has to find a new home, Auckland Rugby has to find somewhere to train. There's a whole lot of unanswered questions, which I don't even think the questions are being asked by the Cabinet at this stage.
Rob Fisher, what is your head saying here? What is your heart saying? Do you believe you guys are dead in the water?
No, I don't. I think when Cabinet sit down and look at a proposal that is very risky, and when they look at something that on likely figures of $700 million, what's the appetite for risk? What's the appetite for spending hundreds of millions of dollars more than they need to? So those would be the two questions that Cabinet will be asking themselves.
So next Friday, that's correct, isn't it? Some stage next Friday, the public announcement will come.
It sounds about right. I mean, Minister Mallard, when he met with me a few weeks ago, said he needed 3 more weeks, so the timing looks about right.
Nervous week for you, Mr. Fisher?
Well, I tell you, if it is the waterfront, I'll be nervous until the first whistle when a match kicks off. I'll be nervous that it won't get done in time. That's my big worry. If it's to be done, I want it to be a success. You know, I'm not going to be a poobar about it. I want it to be a success, but I'm really worried that it won't be.
Rob, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is the chairman of the Eden Park Development Committee, Mr. Rob Fisher.